Okay. Today is Daf Tes Vav. We are on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. I would say it's about 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Okay, here we go. Amar of Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Chanina said, Nazir, Shekalu Lo Yamav, if a Nazir finished his days, however, in other words, it's technically going to be another for 30 days. 30 days are over. He hasn't gotten a chance yet to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring his karbanos. He doesn't have a chance. He's going to do it soon. Then he becomes Tamei. So he's not really a Nazir anymore because the days are over. But the Tahara process he didn't get a chance to do yet. So what does he say, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina? Lo ke'al hatoma. If he becomes Tamei, he will get Malkus for violating his Naziris, even though it's now day 40. And he only said he's going to be another for 30 days. Doesn't make a difference. He'll learn how to psukim. We'll see in a second. V'ena loke al ha-tiglachas v'ena loke al ha-tiglachas v'lo al ha-yayin. But if he takes a haircut now or drinks wine now, he will not get malchus. In other words, regarding Toma, you're still considered a nazir. But regarding the other two, wine and haircuts, you're not considered a nazir. What's the difference? Maishna Toma Delaki, why have I told me you get malchus? He says, the Amar Krah, because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Hiziru Lashem. The word Kol is L'Rabos Yamim Shal Achar Melos B'Kiyamim Shal Ufnei Melos. The word Kol teaches me that regarding Tumah, just like the days after you finish are like the days before you finish. Just like the days after before you finish, you're not allowed to become Tameh. And if you do that, you get Malkus if you're a Nazir. So too, after the days you finish, and the only thing you're lacking is going to the Beis HaMikdash to bring your karbanos, that also will get you malchus. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, atiglachas nami l'chayiv, you should also be chayiv even on haircuts. Why? To ha'amar rachmana, because the Torah says the same lashon, kol yimei neder nizro tar l'yaval rosho. It says the same kol by haircuts. Lasos, Yamim Shal Achamalos, Kiyam Shal Ufnei Malos. Should be the same. Visu, and also, if that's true, call you, Visu, call you may Nizro, Mikol Asher Yase, Migefen Hayayin. Same call by Yayin. Lasos, Yamim Shal Achar Malos, Kiyamim Shal Ufnei Malos. They should go hand in hand. In other words, all three should be the same. What, if it's the word call, all three should be the same. Why are you distinguishing between the first two? Between Tumah and haircuts and Yayin. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hacha, here it's different. Why is it different? Because you have another Pasuk by Tumah. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk is another Pasuk. V'tame Rosh Nizro. Meaning, the full Pasuk says, the full Pasuk reads, V'chiyamos Meis Olav, B'pesa Pisom. Right? Someone dies suddenly. V'tame Rosh Nizro. So the Gemara is learning out from the fact that it says v'tame rosh yiyeh, that means mi shenazro taluloi v'rosho. In other words, you are still considered a nazir for purposes of toma as long as you have issues with your rosh. Meaning what? As long as you still have the hair because you haven't gone to the Beis HaMikdash yet. Since you still have a rosh, means since you still have a hair, because you didn't get a haircut yet, because you didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash yet, you're still considered a Nazir, Legavi Toma. That's the Drasha. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, we have a Beferish or Bryce that says otherwise. Meisvei, wait a minute, Nazir, Shekalo Yamav, if a Nazir finishes off all his days, Asa Legaleach, you're not allowed to take a haircut, Velishtos Yayin, or drink wine, Ulatame Lemesim, or to be Tame, you don't do any of them. V'im gilach v'shasayayin v'ntel amesim. And if you do any of those things, hareis esofik es harbayim, you get malchus. In other words, even though you finish your 30 days, you're still considered a nazir because you haven't gone to the Beis HaMikdash yet. And if you do any of those three, you get malchus. You're right to yufta. You're right. There's no difference between the three. They're all, I finished my naziris. You didn't really finish. You finish your naziris when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. This idea will come later. When the second half of the Masechta is the Tahara process. We're still holding in the Nazir process. The second half is how to get out of it. Here we're talking about how to get into it. So this really comes up later. And that's what the Gemara says, yeah.
Aren't you supposed to take a hit after you finish the Nazir?
Yeah, but you got to do it the way they say.
Right before.
The hair itself, they would burn as part of the car, as part of the. We're going to get to it.
Haircut
is part of the process of becoming of removing yourself from a Nazir. You can't just go to the barber and take a haircut. It's not so simple. If you do that, that's considered a violation of your Nazir.
It's self-pick.
Yeah. Why it says sofeg, I don't know. Okay, next. Here we go. Harini nazir l'kishayi. This is a continuation of the last mishnah. Harini nazir l'kishayi li ben. I will become a nazir whenever I have a son. I will become a nazir when I have a son. And v'nazir me'yom. And I'm a nazir right now for 100 days. So I'm a nazir right now. And I also will be a nazir when I have a son. So the mishnah says as follows: Nolad lo ben ad shivim. If you have a son in the next 70 days, you're another for may a day for may a 100 right now. Right now, I'm another for 100 days. I said I'm going to be another. I also said I'm going to be another when I have a son. So if I have a son from any time from now to the next 70 days, right? Lo hifsid klum. He didn't lose. What does that mean? That means the 30 days. The nazir that you said you're going to be because you had a son, we're assuming it's 30 days. Stam naziris. That 30 days can be swallowed up in the 100. And you're really going to be counting the same 30 days for both promises, for both nazirs. For the nazir that, for the 100 day nazir and for the son nazir.
So you don't have to do anything separate for that?
You're going to have to bring two sets of karbanos, but you don't have to count 100 plus 30. Count the 100.
No.
Let's say I'm going to be another when I have a son, and I'm also another right now. On day 10 of your 100, you have a baby. You have a son. It's a mazel tov. So from day 10 to day 40, right, you're both. You're another for both reasons. You don't do anything different. You're still another. Then on day 41, your 30-day nazirus is over. You continue counting to 100. At 100, you're done with both, and now you bring a carbon twice for both. So you're only counting 100 days.
So you don't have to do 130.
Exactly. You don't have to do 130. You don't have to do 130. This all assumes you had the baby within the first 70 days. However, la'achar shivim, after 70 days, soser, some take out the word shivim, it doesn't make a difference. L'achar shivim, soser shivim. If you have a baby on day 80, why? Let's say what? She'ein taglachas pachas mishloshim yom. Because you can't be a nazir for less than 30 days. Yes, it's yesterday. Why does it say the word taglachas? Why doesn't it say, because she'ein nazir less than 30 days? What does it mean she'ein taglachas less than 30 days? So here's the issue. The issue is as follows. Tosaf says this. He says, if you have a baby on day 80, right? So now, what's going to happen? The Mishnah says your hundred days now has to stop. You're gonna, because they can't be swallowed up because there's not enough days left. When you're 20, you have to be 30. You'll count 30. Tosa says you will not take a haircut yet because the taglachas can't be less than 30 days. The taglachas being less than 30 days is going on the 100. You can't be a haircut less than 30 days. So you're going to do 80, count 30, count 20. You're going to take a haircut at the end of that. One haircut, two sets of karbanos. Why? Can't have less than 30 days.
80 and 30.
What? 80 and 20. You're going to count 80, 30, and then 20. Because you had 100. You promised 100. Because they can't be included, because if they are included, it'll go over the 100. You're going to go over the 100. That's not your promise. Before I should explain, that's not your promise. Your promise was to do 100 and then have a baby, which is 30. They can't be swallowed up because it's too few days. You do the 30. The 100's held in suspension. You do the 30. Then you go back and do 20 more. The line here of ain't taglachas less than 30 is going on the 100. Of course you can't be another less than 30 days. That we know already. I would think, so now that I finished my 30 for the baby, I'll take a haircut. No, you can't take a haircut. You only have 20 days left. You're not going to have 30 days for that haircut.
So
Don't do anything. Finish your 30, then count 20 more. That's the Mishnah. Okay? Look puzzled. No? Okay. Amar Rav. The whole action in today's daf is going to center on Rav. Amar Rav. Rav said, Yom Shivim, day number 70, Ole Lekanu Lekan. Day 70 can count for both. What does it mean can count for both? That means, let's say you have a baby on day 70. So day 70 is day 70. It's also day 1. Okay? Which means, according to Rav, that on day 100, on day 99, you're going to be done with your 30. And on day 100, is going to be day 31. And we're going to let you take a haircut. Tosfos explains this. We're going to let you take a haircut even though we had a gzeira, the Rabbanan, that you cannot take a haircut even if you hold mitzvah Yom Kukulo. We're not going to let you take a haircut on day 100 or on day 30 because we're afraid that you made a shlemim, right? You made a full complete. Here, we're not going to worry about that. Why? Because you're already waiting for day 31. So for the 30 day to Zeris, you are waiting the extra day. So to wait another day, we're not going to that. That's what Tosfos says. And that's what Rav's big chiddush is. The day 70 can count for both. Okay? No. It means it's counted for both for purposes of your 70 and 30. It's counted for both. That means that you're going to finish the 30 days on day 99. Now, day 100, the Gemara is going to answer your question in a minute. Similar question here. Now, on day 100, it's really day 31. But it's not day 101. Doesn't make a difference, says Rav. Because that gzeirah doesn't apply. So anyway, we're waiting an extra day for the 30 days. Anyway, we're waiting an extra day. So, Mustama, we're going to allow it. That's what Rav says. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav, Yom Shivim O Lakan O Lakan. So wait a minute, our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said, Tanan, Nolad Lo Ad Shivim Lo Hifsid Klum. If you have a baby on day 70, it's okay. Didn't lose anything. But if you're telling me that day 70 is also day number 1, then to say that I didn't lose anything, you're shortchanging the story. It's really a two-grade mitager. You're gaining a day. I mean, lo hifsid klum, you didn't lose. Not only did I not lose, I gained a day. I was going to have to wait till 101. Now I get away with 100. I gained a day. The Gemara says, you're right. Ella, bedinhu, really? Bedinhu, delo lisni ad shivim. Really, it shouldn't have said that. Right? Bedinhu, delo lisni ad shivim. So why did it say that? Really, you're right. Really, you do gain. It should have said 71. But, mishom de katani seifa, achar shivim, so is there shivim. Katani resha, shivim. You're right. I did it for the seifa. Because for the Seifa, I said that if you have a baby after day 70, you have to count your 100 day Naziris is held in suspension. That's why in the Reisha, and that's true on 70 also, not going to ask that in a second, but since in the Seifa I need 70, so too in the Reisha I said 70, even though it's not really true, it's really 71. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Toshma mi Seifa. Nolad achar shivim, so sir shivim. Right, what do we say? We said that if you have a baby after day 70, then you're 100 days held in suspension. But if Rav is right, isn't it really day 71? It's day 71. Because day 70 can go for both. So if I have a baby on day 71, I'm still okay. Why? Because they're both going to finish on day 100. If it's day 72, then I have a problem. Because then my 30 day is going to finish after the 100. That's a problem. So the Mishnah should have said, if you have a baby until 71. So the Gemara says, my acher. What does it mean after 70? Acher, acher. It means very much after 70. 2 days after 70. Meaning 72. Aval, acher, mamish. My acher, acher. My acher, acher, acher. Aval, acher, mamish. My hachinami delo sasar. You're right. If you have a baby on day 71, it wouldn't ruin anything. It would be fine. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, if that's true, My ear you detani nolad ad shivim lo hifsid klum, afilu achar shivim nami. Right? Hamarta lo sasar. So then wait a minute. Then go back to the ratio. So in the ratio, why did it say 70? Right? What did the ratio say? If you have a baby up to 70, it can count for both. Shouldn't it be 71? They both have to work. So the Gemara says, you're right. El shmamina achar mamish. Shmamina means mamish. I'm sorry, achar means mamish. Therefore, v'chein masnis and l'rav shmamina. Tosfos says, this means Rav is wrong. V'rav. V'chein masnis and l'rav shmamina. That those words seem to say, and therefore our Mishnah is a proof to Rav. Right? So see, that's what it says. V'chein masnisin l'rav, our Mishnah to Rav, shmamina, is a proof he's right. Tosfos says, v'chein masnisin l'rav pirish, mi masnisin yesh lochiach delo k'rav. From our Mishnah, it's a raya that Rav is not correct. And Tosfos goes on to say that it's a strange lashon to say it like that, but that's what we say. So Rav can't be right. Rav said day 70 can count for both. That can't fit into our Mishnah. Because if it fits into our Mishnah, the Mishnah should have said 71. Since the Mishnah didn't say 71, Rav can't fit into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is holding like what we would have thought, that the day can't count for 2 days. And Rav disagrees. So from now till the end of the Perek, the Mishnah is going to discuss, the Gemara is going to discuss, where did Rav get that from? So the Gemara says, V'rav kiman amra l'shmaitza. Where did Rav get that from? Who's he holding like? Which Tan is he holding like? Ile meka Abba Shaul, if he holds like Abba Shaul, what's Abba Shaul? Ditnan, we had this already in Masechta's Moed Katan about Avelos, Hakover es meso, shloshi yamim, kodem haregel, if somebody, unfortunately, is sitting shiva for 3 days before a regel, but lemimenu gzeiras shiva, and the regel comes, shiva's over. Shmoni yamim kodem haregel, if it's 8 days before the regel, in other words, the erev yontiv is day number 8, then, so you already sat a full shiva. But lemimenu gzeiras shloshim, then gzeiras shloshim is bottle. And you know what? Umutur lesaper erev haregel, you're allowed to take a haircut on erev haregel. The imlo siper erev haregel, and if you didn't do that, if you didn't take a haircut, you were too busy, then also saper achar haregel. As a knas, you can't take a haircut after the regel. You have to wait 30 days. You have to wait till shloshim. Why? You had an opportunity now. Same thing we said by erev Pesach and by Chol HaMoed. If you have an opportunity before Yontif, you can't do it on Yontif. I'm sorry. If you have an opportunity before Yontif, you can't do it after Yontif. You should have done it when you had a chance. You had erev Yontif to do it. We gave you the erev Yontif. We said that the shloshim is over. Now, that's all the Tanna Kamma. Abba Shaul says no. Afilu lo siper kodem haregel, even if you didn't take a haircut before the regel, mutu lo saper achar haregel. You're allowed to take a haircut after the regel. Why? Shekashem she mitzvah shlosha mivateles gzeiras shiva. Just like if Erev Yontif is day number 3, we say that shiva is over. Kach, so too, mitzvah shiva, the mitzvah of Shiva, mivateles gzeiras lamed, will be mivatel the gzeira of shloshim. So Tosfos explains, Abba Shaul is arguing on 2 points. First of all, he argues on the point about if you didn't take a haircut erev yontif. Even if you didn't take a haircut erev yontif, you still can take a haircut after the yontif. Why? Because shloshim is over. Nothing to do with the knas. Shloshim is over. And he also disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma said that the only time shloshim is over is if erev yontif is day number 8. And Abba Shaul says, no, Yontif, Shloshim is over if Erev Yontif is day number 7. So he argues on 2 points. Now, what's Abba Shaul's din? My time with the Abba Shaul. What's the reason for Abba Shaul? Lav mishum de kasavar. Isn't it because he holds Shavi'i, day number 7, Ola lakan o lakan. Day number 7 is day number 7. It's also the same day as continuation of Shloshim, and it's over.
Is that like it's day number 8?
It's exactly like it's day number 8. Day number 7 is day number 7, it's also day number 8. Okay? What do you see from there? You see from there that we hold one day, could count for 2 days. That's where Rav must have got his din from. The Yerushalmi asks, doesn't answer this question, the Yerushalmi asks, if Abishol holds that day number 7 is day number 7 and day number 8, how do you ever have Shloshim? Your Shloshim is always going to end on day number 29. Because day number 7 is day number 7, it's also day number 8. How do you have Shloshim? Now, forget Yontif, it never happens. Right? So the Yerushalmi left that Bertzorchi, and Shama didn't have an answer to that question. So there's two answers. Tosfos says, simple answer, Abishol only allowed this by Erev Yontif. Only by Erev Yontif, so to get the guy to look like a mensch. For Yontif, did he come up with such a kula? That day number 7 and day number 8. He didn't say it during the rest of the year. Tosfos says something more fundamental, that since, how do you even know Shloshim? Where did Shloshim even come from? Where did that din of Shloshim come from? It's a Gzeir Shava, it's not really Gzeir Shava, full Gzeir Shava, it's an Asmachta, a Gzeir Shava idea from Nazir. Right? Nazir's 30 days, and Avil is 30 days, para. Right? The Nazir has a para of hair, and an Oval has a para of hair, so it's a similarity between para. So that overrides this din. So we know that there is an idea that Shloshim has to be 30 days. Maybe he's saying the same thing as Tosfos. So when it's a regel, when it's a reason to be makel, when it's a reason to cut a day, a shorter day, we'll cut it shorter day. Not every time. Okay. Right. Abishol says 7 days. He says 7 by virtue of the fact that day number 7 is Ol Lakan Ol Lakan. If day number 8 is Ol Lakan Ol Lakan, then it's not Ol Lakan Ol Lakan. It's only Ol Lakan. It's only Ol to top the Shloshim. That he has to be saying it's day number 7. Because then it's counting for 2 days. That's the whole reason, that's the whole makar that we're trying to get out of this machlokas. The Rav holds day number 70 is also day number 1, because Abishol holds day number 7 is also day number 8. They have to go hand in hand. I mean, Tosfos might say that explicitly to address... You're right. It doesn't really say that in the Gemara. But that's... It's two different days.
Shiva is one unit.
Exactly. Shiva is one unit and Shloshim is another unit.
You don't have 70 and 30. You have 70 in the middle. So you don't have a mix.
Right. Right. It's different except that Rav said that day number 70 will also be day number 1.
And his source is here.
It's two different things, but it's a similar idea. You can count two sets of the two Naziruses can go together. Even though, if you think about it, why should day number 70 and day number 1 be on the same day? Rav said it is. Where do you get that from? It's the same idea. Same idea. So the
isn't Shloshim canceled automatically?
We hold that yes, it's automatically canceled.
Wait.
Even if it's more, even if it's 1 hour, even if it's 1 minute.
Right. Even if it's like a haircut.
Right. What we hold is not what they said. We hold that if a yontif comes in the middle of Shloshim, middle of Shiva, it's all broken. Now, I don't think Shloshim is broken. If someone loses a relative on Erev Yontif in the morning, Shiva's broken. Is Shloshim also broken?
No.
No, it's not. You need two separate yontifs, right. But even if it's an hour, Shiva's broken. But say someone loses a relative on Erev Sukkot. Shiva's broken on Sukkot, and then Shloshim's broken on Shmini Atzeres. I think that's how we hold, but.
Well, the Shloshim didn't even start.
I think that we hold it. I don't know. I don't want to speak. I don't know. I'm not a post-say. I don't know. I heard that once, but you know, you should never know from those things. But you're right. You're right. We hold that even 1 minute before Yontif, the shiv is over.
Right.
Even if he doesn't take a haircut. Right. It's right. Right, they discuss what is that knas? It was like, what kind of knas is that? Right. Okay. Next.
Usually, the haircut doesn't depend on shloshim; depends on
on what, on nihug?
They say on mess.
Right. You're supposed to tell the avel you look like a wild man.
It looks like a separate halacha that because the yontif you're allowed.
Right.
Even the yontif you don't have any.
Haircut. Right. So that goes into Tosfos's thing that the only reason why we're makel here is because of yontif. The only reason Abishol said that was because of Yontif. Right, that makes sense. Right. the Gemara says, no, who said, Dilma, Adkan lo kam Abishal el abavilus, Zayid derabanan. No, the only reason Abishal ever said this at all, the only reason Abishal ever said such a thing by Nazir, is because, I'm sorry, by Avelus, is because Avelus is derabanan. What do you mean Avelus is derabanan? 7 days of Avelus is derabanan. 1 day is for sure not derabanan, according to most. But the whole seven, that most people say is derabanan. So it's only derabanan. So if it's derabanan, Abishal was much more interested in being Makel. Avol and Benazir Daraisa lo, who said that he would ever be Makel of Daraisas? The Mefarshim asked, even if you hold that day 70 and day number 1 are not the same day, what does that mean? That means that you're both going to finish on day 100. And what's going to happen? Really, mid the Araisa, you rehold, mix the Yom Kukulo, you're allowed to bring the Karbanos on that day. What's the issue? There's a Gzeira, maybe you said Shlemus. That's only Darabanan. So mid the Araisa, you also said not Araisa here either. The whole thing's Darabanan. So you have to, yeah, the answer is, no, but the Torah of Nazir is Daraisa. Even though the issue here is only going to be a Darabanan issue, which is waiting one more day. Mid the Araisa, you don't have to wait one more day. Okay, that's... So the Gemara says, you know what? El Rav, the Amar Kerb Yossi. Rav must hold like Rav Yossi. Ditanya, Rav Yossi Omer. I said, before we get to Rav Yossi, basically, Rav Elchanan explains this. He says that, what's going on here? What's the machlokas between Abishal and the Chachamim? Which is, they have the same machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim. What's the machlokas about? So obviously, they're holding Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. So Rav Yossi holds Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, which means 1 day counts as 2 days. And the Chacham don't hold like that. So why don't they hold like that? So the Rav Elchanan says as follows. There's two ways to look at Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Mitzvah Yom Kukulo is, I observed Avelos or Naziris for part of a day. It's as if I've held it the whole day. So therefore 1 hour counts for 1 day, and another hour can count for a second day. Now why can't you say that ad infinitum? I don't know. I guess more than 2 days, no one was going to hold that. So I can hold part of it 1 day, and it's going to count for 1 day, and a little bit of a day, and then later on in the day, it will count for another day. That's how Biosi looks at it. The Chacham says, no, it's not that it can count. It's that my nihug, my observance of part of a day, counts as if it's the full day. That doesn't mean that if I hold it from 11 to 12, and then from 12 to 1, I get 2 days out of it. No. My nihug for part of a day lasts the whole day. That's what Rav Elchanan says. What's the reason? What's the makar for Mitzvah Yom Kukulo? I asked this last week when we did it, and we weren't sure, so I spent time looking it up. It's machlokas. According to the Tosfos Rosh, it's a din that from learned down from actually from over here from Abishal about from Avelos. From Avelos and Naziris together, they get a drasha that Mitzvah Yom is Kukulo. The Radvaz of the Svara. Very interesting svara. The Radvaz says, if there's a long stick and I'm holding on to a part, am I holding on to the whole stick? No, I'm holding on to a part of it. But you say he's holding on, hey, look at that guy. That guy's holding a stick. So too, when I hold a part of a day, it's as if I'm holding the whole day. Like that svara? What? Right, it counts. Right. So the Yad Meir takes it one step further. He says, any time. No, he says very interesting. Any time the Torah requires a specific number of days for something, for example, 7 days of that a Matzorah has to be locked up, or a Karban has to be 8 days old before it could be brought, or Avelus, or Naziris, we'll say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Right? I'm holding on to part of the day. The animal was born 7 days ago. But we care what hour? No, we don't care what hour it was born. Part of the day counts for the day. But if the issue is something in Teva, we will never say that Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. For example, if a woman has a baby, let's say she has a baby 3 days before Yom Kippur. So we say, well, she had a baby at 10 minutes before Shkia, so that counts for 1 day. No, we don't say that. Because the issue of Sakana for a woman not to fast, 3 days, 7 days, has nothing to do with holding on to part of a day. It's a question of nature. It's a question of, is she ready enough to fast? You won't say Mitzvah Yom Kukulo there. I can't find too many of these. Another one is, let's say, if a body, if someone died, so we had this in Yavamas, after a few days, the body starts to decompose, you can no longer identify the body. Oh, the person died 10 minutes before Shkia, therefore it's one day. No, don't say that. It's an issue of nature. If it's an issue of nature, you won't say Mitzvah Yom Kukula. We'll only say it if it's just... So the Torah said you have to wait 7 days for a Nazir. What? For a Negoyim. Why did the Torah say that? The Torah said that. So then, holding a part of a day, it's like as if you're holding the whole day. But if it's something of nature, we would never say that.
But it doesn't apply to Shabbos.
It doesn't apply to Shabbos, because it only applies when there's accounting. That's what we said. It only applies when there's accounting. Mixes Yom Kukulo, I held part of Shabbos, it's like as if I held the whole Shabbos. No, it only applies when there's accounting. 7 days of Negayim, 8 days waiting for a baby to be born, for an animal to grow up. Only when there's accounting, then we'll say Mixes Yom Kukulo. Why? Because I'm holding on to part of the day, it's as if I'm holding on to the whole day. If it's an issue of nature, is a woman ready to fast? We'll never say that. Yeah, 100%. For what? For an animal? Yeah, because it has nothing to do with... It's not an issue of nature. Is the animal ready? The Torah has a din. You can't shecht an animal for a carbon before the 8th day. What's the reason for that? I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. It's nothing to do with nature. So therefore we'll say Mixus Yom Kukulo. Because holding part of the day is if you're holding the whole day. That's exactly what Mixus Yom Kukulo is. By Avelis. Why is Avelis 7 days? It doesn't apply. Right. We do say Mixes Yom Kukulo. On the 8th day, even though the baby, it wasn't born 8 days ago in 24-hour days, doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. We'll say Mixes Yom Kukulo. If a woman has a baby 2 days before Yom Kippur, we wouldn't say that. Okay. Fine. Now, so what does Rav hold like? He'll talk of Yossi. Ella the Amar Ella Rav the Amar Rabbi Yosi the Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer Shomeris Yom Kid. Okay, a little 2 minutes of background. Midah Araisa, if a woman saw dam during the 11 days bein Yud Alef Yom Shebein Nida LaNida, if she saw dam between the 11 days between a woman was supposed to see her cycle in the times of the Torah, times of the early life in Jewish life, this was the way a woman operated. She had Nida days and Ziva days. If she saw dam during a Nida day, she became a Nida for 7 days. Nothing to talk about. If she saw dam during a Ziva day, then it depended. If she saw for 1 day, she would have to wait 1 day connected that day. If she saw for 2 days, she also had to wait 1 day connected those 2 days. If she saw for 3 days, then she became a Zava Gadola for 3 days in a row, and then she had to count 7 clean days. Half of a second Nida is this issue. And it's very complicated. But in very simple terms, it depended when she saw. Was it during the 7 days? Or, it's halakha l'moshe mi-sinai, 11 days in between her cycles. So here we're talking about a woman who saw on the 13th day of Nisan. So she has to wait now the 14th day of Nisan. Right? She's counting 1 day for 1 day. She saw Yud Gimel. Now it's Yud Dalet. So in the morning, she's allowed to go to the mikvah, by the way, in the morning, and hope for the best. And then at night, if she didn't see the rest of the day, she's not a zava anymore because she held 1 day connected the day that she saw. So she saw Yud Gimel. Now it's Yud Dalet. Can they shecht the carbon pesach for her? In the morning, she went to the mikvah. She's hoping she doesn't have any re'iyah. If she doesn't have a re'iyah at night, she'll be able to eat the carbon pesach. Can she? The answer is yes. So the Gemara says, the Tanya Biyosi Omer Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. If she's counting 1 day. For another day, sheshachdu v'zarku aleha b'sheni shalah, and they shechted the Karban Pesach for her and sprinkled the dam of the Karban Pesach on the sheni, meaning the second day of hers, meaning it's the Shomeres Yom, her Shomeres Yom day is Erev Pesach. V'yachar kach, and later on in the day, rosa, she saw dam. So the halacha is, hareze einu ocheles, she can't eat the Karban Pesach. Why not? Because she's now a tamei. She's Tameya. Sorry for my people out there that are very machped on the Nusach. She's Tameya. So therefore, she cannot eat the Karban Pesach. However, in the morning, when the Karban Pesach was brought on her behalf, she was okay. Therefore, Upatur Bilasos Pesach Sheni. She does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. In other words, she got credit for the Pesach Rishon. Why? Because at the time it was brought, she was okay. However, she can't eat it now, because Lamaisa, she's Tameya. How could that work? That's only going to work. My time is Rav Yossi. What's the reason for that? Lav mishum de kasavar. He must hold mixes a yom kikulo. He must hold mixes a yom kikulo. So by virtue of the fact she woke up in the morning on day number two, on Yud Dalet Nisan, and she was fine, she went to the mikvah hoping for the best, mixes a yom is kikulo. Go bring the karbeta on my behalf. Wonderful. And now the next words we take out. And we mikan ulahaba humatame. He also must hold that tum is only future tense. Tum only goes in the future. In other words, that when she sees, which wakes up in the morning on Erev Pesach, and she tells the husband, by the way, I'm so far so good, go send, have me in mind for the Korban Pesach. Then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she has a re'iyah. We don't retroactively take that re'iyah back to the morning. We don't do that. Rather, we say, so from now and until she becomes Tahora, she's fine. She's fine. So you need both. You need to say mixes yom kikulo, and the tumah only goes prospectively, not backwards. Only goes forwards, not backwards. With those two issues, she's fine. So the Gemara says, "Umi sav Rabbi Yossi hachi." Does Rabbi Yossi even hold that? V'hatane Rabbi Yossi Omer zav bal shtei ri'iyos. If a zav has a zav, the difference of this is a man. The only difference between a man and a woman is if a man sees on two consecutive days, or even two in one day. Then the din is, by a zav, it has to be two different days. By a zav, it could even be in one day. He becomes for 7 days. If he says 3 days or three times in one day, then he's got to bring karbanos. So a zav had two re'iyas. Doesn't make a difference if it's on 1 day or 2 days. Now, the seventh day of his tahira is Erev Pesach. So same thing. So, zav bal shtei re'iyas, sheshach adu b'zar kulav b'shvi'i, his seventh day is Erev Pesach, v'cheid, or shomeres yom k'neged yom, sheshach adu b'zar kuleha, same business. And later on in the day, ra'u, they had re'iyas. Afal pi, even though shematam mishko b'moshev l'mafreya, even though we say the tumah is backwards, even though we go backwards, meaning, they were talking the whole day, peturim lasos Pesach Sheni. You don't have to, they're putter from Pesach Sheni. Putter from Pesach Sheni? What is that? So Gemara says, my l'mafreya. What do you mean l'mafreya? L'mafreya means midrabanon. No, midrabanon. We're going to call them tamei from l'mafreya. And you know what? Hakinam mistabra. That has to be the rabanon. The itzak and midoraisa. Because if you want to think that the tamei or tamea midoraisa the whole day backwards, then I'm pater melasos Pesach Sheni. Then why are they pater for bringing the Pesach Sheni? They were never tahora. If you're saying tuma goes backwards, then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they had a re'i on erev Pesach. That re'i is going to go back to the night before, the morning of, that morning, they would have a tahura. They can never be part of the Korban Pesach. How could they get out of bringing the Pesach Sheni? It must be, the Rabbi Yossi says, no, what's with my friend? Only Darabanon. Darabanon made a zero. So the Gemara says, you know what? You don't have, la'olam emalach, tumah d'oraisa. I could even say that it's tumah d'oraisa. I could even say it's tumah d'oraisa. You know what it is? Tahom deziva hitiru. Tumas tahom, we were not there. What's tumas tahom? Tumas tahom is unknown tumah. Look at the Tosfos of hatahom. It's very, very short. Tosfos is very simple. Tosfos says, Pirish. The Bishas Shechita, at the time of the shechting of the Korban Pesach, Yoshev al Evan Achas, she sat on a stone, or he sat on a stone, below Noda Klal Shekaver Tachtav. Nobody knew there was a caver there. It was an unknown tumah. Right, just like tahom is the depth, the unknown depth. So too, unknown tumah. Ad achar shechita, until after the shechita, no delo shnitma bekever at tahom. Somehow it got revealed there was tumah there. Right? So what do we hold by that? Halacha l'moshe mithinai, deny you from being part of the Korban Pesach. It's tumah. Yeah, but it's tumah tahom, it's okay. So what are we saying? A zava is tumas tahom, right? V'chein hacha lo yada adam b'shas shechita im achri kein tira v'tistar lios tmeya. How do we know at 4 o'clock in the afternoon there's going to be another re'iyah? How do you know? With tumas tahom he tiru lasos la also pesach v'nazir. That's mutter, but it's a halachah l'moshe misina. This unusual type of tumah is mutter. That's what we're talking about. Asks the Divrei Sofer, how could you say that Ziva on day two is Tumas Tahom? Isn't that part of life? That a woman's going to see 2 days in a row? How could you compare this to unknown Tumah? As a matter of fact, Ziva on day two is different than Ziva in the abstract. Ziva on day two is connected to Ziva on day one. What do you mean Tumas Tahom? It's unknown Tumah. How can you say it's unknown? Isn't this part of the course? Half of Masechtas Nidah is about this issue. You make it sound like a guy sat over there, no one ever was there, no one knows there's a dead body was buried there 100 years ago. How could you compare? How could you say the same thing? So, it's a very good question. He answers that since we, you know, hope for the best, and she goes to the mikveh in the morning, if she does see Re'iyah later in the day, it's like a beriyah chadasha. That's what he answers. Like a beriyah chadasha, it's like a whole brand new tumah, even though really it's not. But we treat it as if it's a brand new tumah, and it can be saved by tumas hatahom. Okay, let's just try to finish the perek, because I promised him I would. Fine. So we can even say that Rabbi Yossi holds this is a tumah d'oraisa. And what do we hold? He holds mitzvahs yom kakulo. Now we're going to go back to Afra. Oshia Savar Lemafreya Midrabanan. Rav Oshia argues and he says, no, this is Tumas Durabanan. The Tanya, Rav Oshia Omar, Rav Oshia says, Harawazov Vashvi Shalom, if somebody sees a Re'iyah on his seventh day, so Sir Es Chalofanov. It ruins all 7 days. Right? You have a Re'iyah on day seven? It ruins all 7 days. Rabbi Yochanan told him, no, lo nistar ella yomo. It only ruins that day. It only ruins that day. So manafshach, e sasar, if it ruins anything at all, kulo sasar, ruins the whole thing. E lo sasar, if it doesn't ruin anything, solo nistar velo yomo, it shouldn't even ruin that day. So the Gemara says, ella ema, rather, lo nistar velo yomo. It doesn't ruin, not even that day. V'amale, and he told him, Rabbi Yossi kakavasa, you must hold up Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds mitzvahs yom kakulo, you must agree with that. So in the, right, it doesn't ruin anything. The Amar mikanu lahaba metame. You hold that tumas only goes forward, not backwards. Therefore, since in the morning you were fine, and then only later on, so mitzvahs yom kakulo, only later on you had a problem, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. For Rabbi Yossi lamafreya hu da Amar, I Rabbi Yossi said lamafreya, Ma'ala Mefreya, Midrabanon. Rabbi Yossi holds it backwards, only Midrabanon. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. For Rabbi Yossi Michti, Savar Mitzis Yom Kikulo. So if that's true, Zava Gemura, listen to this question. Zava Gemura, the Maisi Karban, Hechi Mishkachatla. How could there ever be a Zava Gedola? If you hold Mitzis Yom Kikulo, how could you ever have a woman who has Re'iyas 3 days in a row? Why? Because if she has a Re'iyas Sunday, Monday morning, she doesn't have a Re'iyah. So Monday morning, we're going to say, she's good. If she has a Re'iyah later on Monday, we're going to say, that's day three. You're never going to have 3 days in a row. Because Sunday is going to be no good. Monday in the morning, she's going to wake up, and she's going to be fine. So we're going to say, mixes yom kakulo. Then Monday's good. Now she sees Monday afternoon, we're going to say, that's not part of Monday. If that's true, how do you ever have a Zav Gedolah? How do you have 3 days in a row? So the Gemara says, "Well, kivon dechazi pal gadiyoma." Once you see half on half the day, idach pal gadiyoma salakle. The rest of the day, the rest of the half is l'shimur. The rest of the half is off for shimur. It's off. How do you ever have it? So the Gemara says, "Ebois ema deka shafa tlasa tlasa yomi b'hadi adodi." Either she could see for 3 consecutive days nonstop, 3 straight days nonstop, or ebois ema dechazi tlasa yomi l'sama shkia sachama. No, whenever shkia comes. Maybe whenever the morning comes, at that minute, she sees. So 10 minutes before Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia. You can't say Mixus Hayom, because the day started off bad. Sunday going into Monday started, so Monday started off bad. How can you say Mixus Hayom on Monday? Monday going into Tuesday started off bad. How can you say Mixus Hayom? That brings up the question of Mixus Hayom at night, which I'm not going to get into. And therefore, Delo Havi Sho'os V'Salak Leila Minyana. There was never an opportunity for the day to break. There was never an opportunity for the day to break. We don't say mixes yom kikulo. Hajan Allah, Hareini Nazir. Hajan Allah, Hareini Nazir. Hajan Allah, Hareini Nazir. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
It's supposed to be in the morning too.
Yeah.
Because
they wanted to tell you that even if it's, even at the split second when